Hello, and welcome to Computer Beeps Episode 4. Today, we have an amazing exclusive. We have the actual keys used to unlock the PlayStation 3. I'm CPU.
And I'm RAM. And we are Computer Beeps.
This is the tune to Computer Beeps.
So, CPU, what does this mean? What does this mean for all the people who don't know out there?
I'm glad you asked. RAM, can you explain to them?
It works like this, okay? Imagine you had a TV, okay? You flick through the channels, but you're essentially just watching TV. It's not open to you, okay? So what happens is if you have the keys to the TV, you can cause killer whales to come through your front door and eat your mum. You could do that. You could do that. If you had the keys to that television, you could do anything you wanted. You could teleport to China, buy a grain of rice for like 4 cents, and then come back.
Wow. Is it really that simple?
Yes, it is. It is truly.
Wow. What an answer. Thank you, Ram. So, Ram, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. But how did they manage to get the keys to the PlayStation 3? Isn't that a very secure system?
Yes, it is. So, to answer that question... RAM?
Well, what happened was these digital kings among men, these geniuses, decided it would be great to set up a fake games company and get a dev kit from Sony themselves, allowing full access to the machine so they can code games. Unfortunately, that wasn't going to happen. They had other things in mind.
With the dev kit, they went from door to door, opening people's PlayStation 3s, until eventually found one that Sony accidentally left the key inside it before they sold it.
This opens up a whole world of possibilities for the home development scene on the PlayStation 3. Did that answer your question, Ram? Yes, it did. And now we're going to go through some of the kind of things that people have done by unlocking the PS3.
Now that the PlayStation 3 has been unlocked, the Penguin Armageddon can now be started.
It can be used to remove the slowdown in Bayonetta.
Linux can now be installed.
Gabe Newell's finally lost 50 pounds.
One coder has managed to shrink the moon by a fifth. And move it closer by a fifth so it looks the same size.
PlayStation Nation is now worth listening to. All things we thought were impossible. Until now.
I saw one guy on YouTube use his PlayStation 3 to make the Move a worthwhile product.
I saw one guy dismantle his PlayStation 3 from the inside and turn it into an Xbox 360. That was fantastic.
Is this the same guy that turned his PlayStation 3 into a home computer that runs Linux?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Sweet. I seen a man use it to make killer whales rain in his back garden.
I seen a man use it to punch his dog right in the head.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. All thanks to the PlayStation 3's key being found. Yeah, thanks very much, guys. You've destroyed the world.
Yeah, and now it's our turn.
You're damn right. Now let's go up to Jules up the stairs and use his PlayStation 3. I'm gonna give that black monolith a what for while he's forced to watch.
Okay, let us go.
No!
No!
Oh, no! No! No!
No!
No!
Well. It turns out the PlayStation 3 changed her lock.